Well, we could drive up there. See if you got it on scan. W9PRK, W9PRK, KI9NG.
This is W8MEL.
Hey, don't you? KHLJM.
No, I can hear you. KHLJM, this is KI9E. How you doing? Name is Jim.
How you doing? Name here is Levi, located in West Michigan, Hudsonville, Michigan.
Hello, Levi. Sounding good from, I think you said Hudsonville, Michigan. Not sure where that's located exactly, but you're getting into the repeater pretty good.
I'm coming through the innate JPR repeater.
Oh, I got you. He's going through like the All-Star link or 220 repeater there.
Yeah, here in Grand Rapids.
Copy on the repeater there in Grand Rapids. Roger that. I'm going through the W9LI repeater here in LaPorte, Indiana. I'm in the mobile just on the way home from work here. Definitely a nice day today.
Yeah, we currently got upper 30s and sun here. Where's the weather? What's the weather like by you?
Yeah, about the same. Got sunny and 42 here, according to the truck here.
Nice. Yeah, trying to enjoy this sunny weather before the clouds come back. Here in winter, you don't get much sun.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, we got some weather coming in. I think Wednesday there, Thursday, Friday, possible lake effect snow. At least I think it's several inches, maybe 5 to 7 inches, I forget, but probably getting foggy again here before too long.
Yeah. And summer is right around the corner, so. I think, yeah, starts warming up, I think, in February, so summer's right around the corner.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're almost halfway through January here. Days are getting a little bit longer every day. And, by the time March gets here, we'll definitely be have some warmer temperatures, or slightly warmer anyways.
Yeah, I like the cold weather for a little bit, but after a little bit, then it kind of gets boring. Especially if it's cold and there's no snow. That's better. It's going to be cold if there's snow.
Time to get the grill out.
What's up, Mike? Go ahead. How you doing?
Hi, Jim. Isn't that okay for ID neighbors, Mike? I'm not sure who you're talking to.
Oh, my. Talking to Levi over in Hudsonville, Michigan, near Grand Rapids. I guess he's going through the All-Star Link, I believe.
Oh, cool. You see, his name is Levi?
K-A-L-J-M-P-O-Julian, Mike. Name here Levi, and you're up at Hudsonville, Michigan.
Hey, Roger. I didn't mean to mess up your cue still there, but, 7-3-3, Levi and Jim. M-9-O-K-A.
Oh, no problem, Mike. You can hang in there if you want. Not too much happening. Just heading home from work. But, yeah, it's almost time to grill up. Just fire up the grill or the smoker and get that going there.
Nice. Yeah, what's for your supper tonight?
I believe the wife said she was going to make some meatloaf and some veggies and mashed potatoes.
Nice. Yeah, I think we're having some steak. I'm not sure what kind, but steak and french fries.
Well, I'm going to come over to your place tonight.
Speaking of steaks, I seen this video of someone who bought a big chunk of meat at Costco. I forgot what portion it was called or what cut it was, but a big slab of meat for 100-something bucks, and you can get about 19 or 20 steaks out of it.
Nice. Well, cool. Well, anyways, I'm going to back out of here for a little bit. Good making your acquaintance. And we'll have to get back on here more. K-8-L-J-M 73. Have a good night.
Hi, Levi. Nice meeting you. Have a good dinner there. And you know, stop in here anytime. Usually listening to this one or the 14661 here in the LaPorte County area. And we'll catch you again. 73 K8LJM, this is KI90. Over to you there, Mike, if you're still out there.
Oh, yeah. 7-3 early, Mike. K9LJM. Is that okay? And, well, I'm not sure what to do. I can either go to the ham meeting tonight, or I can come over to your place and have meatloaf. I'm not sure which I'm going to do.
Well, whichever one sounds better to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the main tonight. You gonna make it?
Not sure. I have not been to a meeting yet. We'll see what's going on here. Check once I get home, and if there's not too much to do, maybe I'll try to go head out there this evening. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Johnson's gonna try and make it. He's hoping to let him go up to work at 6. The means is 7.
Okay, hopefully he can make it there. He's on his on a new schedule now. So hopefully that works out better for him for some weekend activities and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He's liking this new schedule he has. Got the weekends off and that, but outside today, he was saying they got him scheduled to work 13 hours the next couple days after today.
That's a long day. I can barely make 8. Maybe not.
Man, I'm getting some noise over here. I think there was a station came in there. I'm only catching a couple letters and then a bunch of noise.
Yeah, it might be a station way out there somewhere leak into the system. Well,
evidently, I'm sorry, station bay. I'm only picking up K and maybe a 9, K9 maybe.
I haven't heard anything from this end, but I'm in the mobile, so maybe that's why. But all right, Mike. Pulling up at the house here. Yeah, so I'll say 7-3 and enjoy the meeting there if you go. And have a good night. 9OKA, it's KI-90.
Okay, Jim. I'm going to ring the refrigerator and take a nap. And hopefully I'll sleep through the meeting. Otherwise, I'll be there. So, yeah. 7-3 is KI-9M, N9OKA, clear. I got butchered up your call sign there. Sorry about that, Jim.
Mobile.
9 AMI. W9AMR listening.
J9OBO.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, everything's working fine now. I just hit the volume turned up.
Awesome. That thing sounds really good, too. No problem.
All right, on this one too long because this is 440 antenna.
All right, I'll catch you later. W9AMR, I'm going to shut this off.
J9UMI mobile.
AC9HL, KI9NG.
N9YOU.
AC9HL mobile. Brian, you're headed to the meeting. You heading that way or are you not coming tonight? I've been here for a little while, out in the parking lot. Ah, okay. Yeah, I just left the driveway, so I'll be there in about 10, maybe a little over 10 minutes. Okay. Holy cow, is that annoying? That seems to be longer and louder than normal. It does. I guess Bill was looking for me on here earlier, KI9NG, AC9HO. Are you on an HT, Brian? No, I'm in the mobile. I'm in the car. Oh, that's interesting. You must be on extremely low power. You got a little bit of static with you. No, I'm on 5 watts. I'm on low power. Underneath one of the lights in the parking lot, but other than that, no, I'm 5 watts. Yeah, that's kind of surprising. You got a little bit of noise with you. Sounds like you're on an HP. And do I have any noise on my signal? Yeah, a little bit. I can tell you coming in on the repeater, which is why that scuffs tail, or not scuffs tail, but that tail, it's so long and annoying. Yeah, because I used to be able to get in it, you know, like even on the west side of South Bend on high power. Can't even do that now. Oh, really? When does that start? Maybe I think a couple weeks ago? Oh, that's interesting. Maybe it got a little damage from that windstorm that moved that one antenna. Who knows what's going on up there. Boy, oh boy. That static at the end is not pleasant. Yeah, a little bit, yeah, but yeah, you're right, though. It seems like it keeps getting longer. And if that was somebody trying to get in, it's all noise.
K-9-OVO, I've only noticed that hash coming in on the end today, maybe late last night, but not before that.
Yeah, Chris, and you're not as crystal clear as you usually are either.
Well, it would help if I switched over to the Omni with the beam pointed the wrong way.
Yep, that helped.
But yeah, that hash at the end, that wasn't there.
I know it comes and goes. I don't know if it's the moisture, the cold, or what. I know it does it sometimes in the summertime, too, but I'm not sure what causes it. Seems to have gotten worse, or maybe it started when we installed the All-Star. This will be the first winter with All-Star, with that nose tied in line with the repeater, so maybe there's a setting in there I need to find.
I don't know if, excuse me, Tony said anything to anybody, but in South Bend, the Forever Learning Center does fan classes, and the instructor told us that they had 5 people that passed that didn't have a unit right now, so we have gotten together several units. But to be honest, we're still in need of, like, mobile antennas and power supplies, stuff like that. If anybody over there is interested in donating some used equipment.
Yeah, okay. Are you talking about Sony KA8 UGV or somebody else?
Yes, UGB. He had said he had some stuff to donate. I had talked to him. I didn't know if he brought it up to anybody else.
No, not yet, but I think he's on his way to the meeting, so maybe he'll bring it up then. Yeah, I can talk to you about it too, Kurt. At least I know a little bit.
Give me a second, I'll tell you who's doing the class.
Forever Learning, usually it's Barry Keene. I think he's been doing that, but James Wade did the one in Niles.
You are correct, Barry Keating. He's the one doing it. So, yeah, like I said, you know, we got a lot of handhelds, a few mobiles. But, if you know, for mobiles, you're going to need power supplies, and then maybe mobile antennas would be nice.
because I listen to you guys on 5-2, so I got to get out there more on 5-2. But, yeah, alrighty. I'll let Kurt know what I know.
I mean, it's all, you know, strictly volunteer. Nobody's going to be upset if they don't have something. It's not like any of us are asking credit for anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Excuse me, just sitting here in the parking lot. I almost missed the drive to pull in here. But I'll be getting out of the truck pretty soon whenever the door gets unlocked to the church. But I might have thought of a setting inside that All-Star node that might take care of that noise. So the squelch is set at 1, so I think I might bump it up a notch or 2 and see if that helps. Unfortunately, I can't do it until I get home from.
I think his classes start in March or April, I forget which, so you might like to keep that in mind. K9 OVO clear.
Yeah, thanks for the information there, Chris, and we'll pass it along, and we'll put Brian on the spot. And we'll put Tony on the spot if he shows up tonight, or Brian again for the donation. Thanks again, AC982.
AC982, KI9NG.
Ah, there's Mr. Bill. How are we doing today? I heard you were calling for me.
Oh, yeah, Roger, I heard you were playing with some DMR stuff. I, too, have been playing with some DMR stuff. We're going to make DMR great again, aren't we, Kurt?
We make everything great again everywhere we go, Bill. But, yes, I have been playing. One question I have, I don't know if you have the answer, is the Valpo repeater connected to the tri-state all the time? I'm guessing no, because I have it on my open spot, and I hear nothing.
Yeah, I think the Valpo repeater is without any sort of repeater controller and has no connection to any other repeaters anywhere. If my experiments and my, you know, the conclusion that I've drawn from the experiments that I've done. It will pass all traffic, regardless of what your DMR ID is. It will pass all traffic anytime, I think.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay. I know it's advertised as being part of the tri-state, and so I got that on the open spot because I have a hard time hitting the Valpo repeater from home with an HT. So I was hoping to get into it that way. But maybe if we start using it more often, maybe then they'll turn that back on. Or maybe they don't even know it's turned off.
Yeah, I think he knows. If you dig far enough, there's a Tri-State DMR groups.io page, and they were thanking Kevin for his work on something or other, not exactly sure what. There's one in Schaumburg, and there are several in Chicago that are part of that Tri-State DMR network, and there's a whole bunch of Motorola heads that just love it or use it every day. And I think that he helped them get it back online after it was having some issues or something. But strange that he hasn't worked on his. I think he's, like anybody else, he's got priorities, and that might not be one of them because, yeah, there isn't very much traffic on there. I would like to see some traffic on there. It's a pretty wide repeater. I was able to open it up with my HT from mile 12 in on I-94 in Michigan today. But what DMR radio are you using to do stuff on DMR?
I picked up a Radiodity GD88 from Hayden, and I've been playing around with that a little bit. I like it on DMR. I'm not so a big fan of it on analog because it has this constant white noise that, in the speaker, both transmit and receive, I noticed. Thought it was just receive, but transmit as well. Hate to steer off the subject here, but if you happen to get on your computer, we're having a heck of a squelch tail at the end of this, or heck of a tail on this repeater. You're probably not hearing it on the All-Star side, but it's super noisy. I was thinking about bumping up the squelch of the All-Star node, one or two. I think it's set on one, maybe put it on two or three. And I think that's in the CLI settings.
Hey, I'm about to type it in right now. If I have the time and the inclination to, well, maybe that shouldn't go out over the air. Let me go through my text and I'll get right on that. I am sitting in a terminal right now ready to SSH in. So, KI9NG.
Okay, that would be perfect. I know one is what it was, what I was told to set it to. But that was for a personal note. So for a repeater, it might need a little bit more because of all the radio activity up there on the tower. That might be what's bleeding through. So that's my thoughts anyway right now. Is I've already tried it on the repeater, turned in the squelch up, you know, physically on the repeater, and that didn't help at all. So
that didn't help at all.
I don't think we want to go too high, but maybe go high enough to where it goes away. That sure would be nice. But yeah, that shouldn't be too hard to change. And I'm out here for at least another 12 minutes because we're waiting on our leader. We can't get in the church yet. AC9 is going. Did you find what you needed there, Bill? AC9 is going.
Oh, yeah. You got some static with you, too. That's interesting. You're really close to the tower to have static with you.
Yeah, I was noticing that on Brian's signal, too, N9YOU. He had some static, too, and I'm running 25 watts right now, so I should be full quieting. I don't understand what's going on there. Did you bump up that squelch already?
No, I went to the Interspace Tune CLI. I'm looking for it here. Yeah, I don't see it. Oh, there it is, RX squelch level does not apply to this device's configuration.
Well, maybe it wasn't in the CLI. Strange thing, now that you're in there, it's not doing it. That's weird. Maybe it's as you're setting up the node, because it asked you, I thought it asked you the node number, and I can't remember where, or maybe it was in the SA818 menu. So it's lowercase SA818-menu, I think. And maybe it was in there where I saw it, because I was just in that on my node. Of course, that doesn't have an 818 on the repeater. Never mind. Man, I don't know where it's at on there.
Yeah, it would be here. Auto detect RX noise level does not apply. Set RX voice level using display. Auto detect RX CTCSS level does not apply. Why does it not apply? That's, what does O do for the options menu?
Well, strangest thing, ever since you signed in, it's been quiet.
Yeah, my thought is, well, yeah, I don't know. So I turned CTCSS squelch down on my radio, and that made a difference. But no, your static was coming through. Your squelch crash, your static crash after your transmission was coming through on the All-Star node.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was. All right, Bill, go ahead and play around. I got to head in there. The door's unlocked and everybody's migrating in, so appreciate you. And we'll have to get together on DMR soon. We'll talk to you soon, AC9HL.
Yep, 7-3. I've been trying to monitor 3-1-1-4-6 and 3-1-1-6-4. I'm going to go ahead and connect 3-1-1. I'm trying right now to get 3-1-1-6-4 connected to my All-Star Hub. 7-3, AC9HL, KI9NG. Oh, one more thing. The guys at the Porter County Amateur Radio Club did some cool stuff. You'll have to get with me later. I'll try to share it with you. It was an AI program that took notes from the meeting, automatically transcribed it, and he shared, oh, it was really cool. So, anyway, 7-3, KI9NG.
Heard Bill, WIPRK. He's only a king in his own mind, KC9TWX.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, king of the earwigs.
KC9UMI.
Hi, Tom. W9PRK.
Hello there. How are you?
Oh, lovely. I've been seeing this meter bounce around a lot, so I'm guessing they're talking. And, yeah. I think we just jumped in the middle of a conversation on them. What's happening out there?
Well, I don't see any either. I'm on my 18. I just happened to pick it up and turn it on.
Oh,
yeah, I'm 18 throughout the day here and there.
Mathis was out there, and I heard the old King Earwig. Can't miss that place. Knew he was there. Where'd everyone go?
Well,
sorry about that. I was getting transmissions. You coming in on that?
Alrighty, now we got three people at once. That was interesting.
I think it was just two. I'm gonna clear out of here. I'm trying to get some node stuff worked out. Hope you guys have a good one. Have a good time at the meeting there. 7-3-KI-9-NG.
I'm not at the meeting.
Me neither. I got coals nice and hot, and I'm about to go throw a porterhouse on them and cook some dinner.
I had my dinner already.
Well, some of us work for a living, and we don't get off work until the dark hours of the night. I just got home about a half hour, 35 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm retired and I'm still working. I've got to have something to do.
That was most definitely a resentment joke against retirement. Yeah, I know. Someday. Not soon, but someday.
Well, I'm just hoping that we can get my wife retired next year, so that's what we're working on. I'd rather it be sooner than later. She technically can retire right now, age-wise, but financially, it can't be done right now. Well, the plus side of it is I got a raise this year, a disability raise, so I gave myself a raise on Uber, so it's a $75 increase a month. Well, speaking of lies, I'm going to shut this thing off and go spend some time with her, so 73, keeping on your mind.
89HAY Mobile.
I'm a little noisy to where people really can't hear me.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, you sound much, much better now on medium power. That's the least I run, unless I'm running like a hotspot or something, but I run medium power for pretty much everything. But, and then 50 only if I need it. So, yeah, it's working well for you now. And I do know, I looked at the antenna while we were up there, and I didn't see anything, but it's so far out on the edge, I'm not comfortable reaching out there to give it a shake. But I do know that it's very close to the beam that came apart, one of Danny's beams. It's only a few inches away from the tip of this antenna. And I don't know if that helped it in the past, but that beam came apart and actually had one of the elements fall to the ground. So I don't know if maybe now that element's missing, it's changing things, you know, patterns and whatnot. So that could be part of the situation. And it seems like we always seem to have more issues in the wintertime. Last time it was the hum. That's gone now, but seems like winter is hard for everything. It gets cold in that room. I mean, it's 32 degrees here now outside. It's probably been 32 or colder all day today in that room. Yeah, that could have something to do with it. But, you know, like before, I could go around South Bend and even Mishawaka and that, usually on 5 watts. And now it's, you know, I'm having problems getting into it. Well, to hit any repeater at that distance at 5 watts is really, really, really good. I don't even think the 6-1 works that good, but 6-1's got a lot more coax between the repeater and the antenna, so that's probably why. Once we get that 300-watt amp in line on that 6-1, man, oh man, I think that's going to really wake up, because I think it hears more, hears farther than it transmits at the moment. Yeah, because I can barely hear it at home. I mean, I can hear it, but it's noisy. I can hear people talking, but to really make out what they're saying a lot of times, I really can't unless we have a van opening. But usually it's more noise than anything. Yeah, and distance-wise, I mean, it's only maybe a mile, if that, from this repeater. So that shouldn't change much to you. And it should be higher up over this one, so it should shoot right over the top of that tower. So really, it should actually be just as good as this repeater. So that tells me, because I do know you lose almost half the power just in the cans. And then going up 300 feet of hard line there, which is really good and good coax, into the antenna, I bet you were only probably transmitting maybe 10, 15, 20 watts, something like that. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of loss through all that. But, yeah, that'll definitely help out, definitely. I don't know about you, but that tail seems to be getting shorter the warmer the repeater gets. I am just pulling in the driveway, though, so it's probably going to be my last go-around. Alrighty. Yeah, I'm taking this stretch all the way to the dog bone, so. Alrighty. That was good seeing you again. Good talking to you. And we'll talk to you later on. And yeah, have a good evening. Alrighty. AC9HL and 9YOU.
Tommy.
There, we got you in there, Mike. Yeah, Brian, you have a good one. Drive careful, and you actually sound better now on mid-power where you're at than you did in the parking lots at low power. Go ahead. I believe that was Mike, KF9WW. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm not. Go ahead. AC9HL.
This is Chris, K9OVO. I just wanted to let you know, here in Lakeville, the 610 machine sounds much better than this one.
Well, that's not too surprising, because the antenna, well, I don't know. I'm trying to think where the Lakeville is in orientation. Says there's a tower that the antenna's mounted to on top of the tower that would give a little bit of a knoll. But I think that's more north. I'm thinking. I'm trying to picture it right now. But yeah, that could be part of the problem for you with this repeater. Hey, Kurt, think Potato Creek. He's not that far from Potato Creek going east. Yeah, that's strange because, that side of the tower is where the antenna's at, and it should not be obstructed at all.
Well, I just wanted to put my two cents in. K9 OVO clear.
Okay, Chris, yeah, sorry about that. You and Mike sound a lot alike when you just do a quick couple words like that, so. But it is also possible, Brian and Chris, that it's a four-bay antenna, and maybe one of those bays is pointing right at Chris, and that's why, who hears it worse, Chris or Brian? Chris, you said you hear with a little bit of static. You hear 6-1 better, you said?
Yeah, when I turn the volume way up, I can hear static in this one. It's very faint, but I hear it. But I don't hear any on the 610.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a four-bay antenna as well. So it's possible one of those bays on both these repeaters is pointing right at you. They're both oriented about the same on each tower, so going in your guys' direction is fairly clear. But, well, once we get that 300-watt amp, that'll fix the 610 transmit for sure. This one, we have no intention of putting any amp on this one. It's going to be what it is. I have a feeling if Danny winds up taking that beam down or putting a different one up, that might change things too.
I'm not complaining though. They're both great. I use them all the time and I appreciate them.
Okay, good. Glad you're enjoying them. All right, I'm going to jump out of here, get a pull in the garage, and head in the house. So. We'll say 73 to both of you. Brian, you drive careful. Chris, you have a good evening. Stay warm. I hear it's supposed to be pretty nasty tomorrow. I guess I'll find out when I get up. We'll talk to you guys later. 73, AC9HO. All right, Kurt. We'll talk to you later. And I just got over on the dog bone, so I'm back on 2 now. So, heading east. All right, we'll talk to you later. AC9HO and 9YOU. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Somebody else trying to get in there?
Okay.
All right, we're just way back to 520.
Okie dokie, and 9YOU.
N9YOU, N9YOU, W8FUZ.
Hey, go right on ahead, N9YOU.
Hey, this is we talk.
How you doing?
Pretty good, headed into work. I work for the city of South Bend. I'm the street department now.
Oh, what fun!
Actually, it's not bad. Not bad yet. Don't know what I'm going to be doing for the summer season yet. I'm hoping I don't have to do the paver. I'm hearing some bad stories about that.
Yeah. I'll maybe be patching holes in the street. Who knows? In the summer. I'm but what are you going to be doing tonight?
I have no idea. We're not plowing. maybe patching with cold patch, unless we're washing the trucks. We dumped all the salt out of them last night, so it's weird.
That's all right. Hey, remember, Jim, he spent, what, 30-some years with the city of South Bend. So, but yeah. Oh, that's good, though. Yeah, you able to, when you're in the truck, you able to carry radio with you or not? Alrighty. Nah, I just wondered if you'd be able to carry one, but, or is it you and somebody else in there, too?
Another station in there? Go ahead. Yes, there is. Go ahead.
Yeah, so are you with somebody in the truck, or, where to tell you yet? Or would you be later on?
Not even at work yet. I'm just coming up to the first roundabout. I started at 11. Starting to get a little scratch on those cools. I'm coming in town or what? Yeah, I do third shift. If we're out on the truck, I'm solo right now. Except for I have a leader that plows in front of me.
Okay. All right. So you're saying I'm getting noisy now?
Getting literally scratchy.
Alrighty.
A little bit better. Jay walking in front of the hospital. Good job. Every time I'm in my vehicle, nobody's on the air. So it's like, okay, I guess I won't talk. Unless I want to talk to myself.
And
at night, too, until about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, maybe 5, when they have the nets come in. used to work for the trash department, and then got transferred over here. And both times I missed Mike's house by about a block.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Mike. Bye, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Think I'm doing your street and Jim Street, but I can't remember exactly.
All right, yeah, because we're, you know, what, a couple blocks from each other, Jim and I are.
Do north, or Ewing north up, so and I think you and him are north of Ewing on the east side of Michigan, in that area?
We're on the south, the south of Ewing.
South of Ewing.
Yipper.
Alright, so, I'll have to double check again, see where we're actually here. We do the residential area matter in that zone.
Yeah, because we're only in like a block south of Ewing. I'm like, one street south of Ewing, and I'm three streets south of Ewing, so. Yeah, it's not that bad.
I think we might do those, but I'm so worried about hitting trees with my mirrors, because usually I'm doing the curb, right next to the curb, so I'm not looking at the houses yet.
All right, well, yeah, I don't blame you, because you're not going slow there, you're kind of going a little fast, depending on if there's any vehicles in the way.
So I'm at. Alrighty, pulling into the parking lot, so I'll let you guys go.
Alright, Brian, you have a good one, and we will talk to you later on. And, drive safe for, whatever, have a safe night. And we will talk to you later. W8FUZ and 9YOU 73.
And 9YOU W8FUZ. Clear.
Found it.
When I get home, which I'm not that far from home, I'll to get on the bait and see if I'm still getting noisy in there.
Okay, yeah, I can tell you switched over to 220 there. I'm going to try doing a real quick reset, and then I'll have to reconnect to my hub to get back on 220, so give me a minute. 18-9-HO.
No problem, and I owe you.
Okay, now we're connected again. 18-9-HO.
Alrighty, and 9-1-OU. I'm just getting off the bypass now.
Okay, I wanted to sign all the way out there because it was weird when Bill got on, it kind of went away. It's better. It's not where I want it to be, but it's better.
Alrighty, that's the guy. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, Bill said he was hearing it on the All-Star, but I'm not sure you will hear it on the 220 All-Star. I'm not positive on that. But it's short now. It's tolerable where it's at now.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, it's definitely tolerable. No, I just turned the volume up on the mobile to hear it.
Yeah, I found the setting for the receive GPSS, and it was set at 0.500000, and the transmit GPSS is at 400. Kind of wondering why the receive is so low, so I bumped it up to 5. I'm debating on trying maybe 100 and see what that does. It may make it to where I
never.
Yeah, maybe leave it here for now and see what, maybe for a couple of days or a day and see how it goes.
Yeah, that's an option, but I'm here now and I like playing. I think I'm going to go at least 50 and see what that does.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Alright, the only bad part is every time I do this, I gotta restart and reconnect, so I'll be right back. 18-9-HO.
And 9-YOU.
And that could be part of the problem. Go ahead, station that was trying to get in, try one more time. Sorry, I just can't make you out of the static there. I know you're there. I just can't pick you out.
Okay, thank you.
89 Well, that was a little bit better. Was that 89 PY? Was that right? You can talk over that if you want.
Alpha Delta 9 Golf Yankee.
We got you that time.
Thank you for the check. I've got a very small antenna, so it's not surprising. I just thought I'd get it from.
Well, that spot you found there, you got a lot of static, but I can hear you now. So just don't move. Yeah, but no problem. I totally understand. I try to use the smallest antenna I can get to.
I've got a mobile hooked up with a power
pack
and picked it up last
year.
First time I've been on the air in
30 years. Oh, wow. Awesome. Do you have the 146610 programmed in that radio? That's the K9 JSI repeater. It works very well, too. Might work a little bit better for you.
Yes, I do. I've talked on there a little bit. And, I'm just trying to mess around with it a little bit. I appreciate you getting back to me. Maybe
summertime, I just put this antenna outside, and I've got a 36-foot tower that's got nothing on it, so I'll have to see if I can work on that.
Oh, well, there you go. You get that. Even outside anywhere, I think it's going to make a world of difference. But at least you're in there now. I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before, but I can hear you no problem now. You got some noise with you, but you're getting over the noise, no problem. What was your name again?
Name is Mike. And, yeah, I've got a DC-3185 mobile. I want a little bit more than I was wanting to run, you know.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Name here is Kurt. We run a net, which maybe you've checked into. Unfortunately, I do not have it in front of me right now, if you have or not, but we do run a net every Wednesday evening, so feel free to check into that and test out your radio, especially if you do any changes.
Is that, which frequency is that on?
It's on this one. It starts at 7 o'clock Central Time.
Try to check into it.
Okay, there you go. Usually I'm the net control operator, so we give time for chit-chatting and checking our radios and our equipment to make sure everything's working the way it should and just share information. That's all it's about. Not anything really official. I try to keep it somewhat under control, but at the same time, we just like to have fun. Kurt, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango.
Okay, I didn't get that call. Can you call one more time?
Yeah, the call sign is Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Oscar, 829 Angel.
Thanks, Kurt, I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to step back on the side here and let you guys get back to it, and I appreciate that. Alpha Delta 9, Golf Yankee.
All right, Mike, nice meeting you, and don't be a stranger. Hey, Brian, N9YLU, you still out there?
Yep, I'm still here, N9YLU.
Yeah, it's weird, when I first switched it over, it's almost like you got stuck on stick, but I couldn't even see up the repeater. And then all of a sudden I heard Mike out there trying to get in. I'm like, wait a minute, now it's working. I was about to change it back, so I'm at 50 right now, and I'm tempted to go to 100.
Now, you said while you're there, you might as well.
Yeah, the wife's getting ready for bed, so I'll be going to bed here any minute. So let's give it one more shot. I'm typing it in now. And let's see what that does. AC 9 Angel.
And 9YOU.
Alright, now we're back. And we'll see how it works. I'll probably leave it here for the night and see how it does. I hope it doesn't screw anything up.
Alrighty. Yeah, hopefully not.
I mean, I would think if you got the transmit at 400, you'd want the receive at least half of that, if not equal to. So it was kind of weird that it's at 0.5, but I'm not exactly sure what I'm adjusting either. I figure I'll just adjust it until something doesn't work right.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Trial and error, right?
Experimentation. That's what it's all about.
Yep, and that's why we have our license.
Well, I'm not sure it changed anything, because it's still there. It hasn't gotten any shorter. That's a static tail. Well, but I'm thinking it might block out that Chicago repeater a little bit more. I don't know. I'm going to leave it here for the night, I just got to go ahead and start getting ready for bed, so I'm going to jump off here, Brian. I appreciate you being out there and testing with me. But let me know throughout the day or the week if you hear anything weird. Even text me if people are complaining or something. I don't know how much you get to listen throughout the day. I don't get to listen much, but I can access this from work, so if I have to change something, I can. Alrighty, yeah, that'll work. I don't get, I'm not able to listen really at work either, but, you know, but yeah, I'll let you know. And give me 1 second here real quick. I'm going to switch over to the bass and see how I sound on there already. Oh yeah, sure, no problem. I'll hold out. I'll wait for you. AC9H2. Okay, here we go. Air9YOU on the base. Well, that sounds good. It's even louder than the 220. Okay, so since it's fine here, then, who knows? I might have a loose connection in the car. You know, that's kind of what I was thinking. Was you sitting in the parking lot of the church there and coming in static at all? Seems weird, because you should be able to get into this computer with an HD from there with no problem. Yeah, well, something I gotta look at here. I don't feel like doing what I think I'm probably going to have to do, but hopefully not. We'll see. Yeah, I hope it's an easy fix for you if there's a fix needed at all. Hopefully it's just something came loose. I do have a Larson antenna, which has a little tab in there that, you know, can NMO mount, so the center tab is just a piece of metal. And sometimes I have to pull it down so that it makes good contact with the mount. I don't know if you have the same type of situation, but it might be something to look at. No, I've got it's a UHF mount, but on the mount itself, the coax it will screw into that, so I can't remember if I tightened that all the way or not. I don't feel like pulling the headliner down, because I punched a hole in the roof for it. But I'll check the obvious ones first, and then we'll go from there. Oh yeah, always start with the easy ones first. Well, I don't know if it's because the repeater is warmer, or because I made some adjustments that are in the positive, but it is a lot shorter 12 tail now, so we'll see how it does tomorrow. It should be cold enough tomorrow to put it right back the way it was if nothing changed. Yep, yeah, that's true. Alrighty, yeah, I'll let you hit the bed, because like I said, I just got in too, so yeah, I'm going to change and hit the rack myself, so. You have a good evening, and we will talk to you later on. AC9HO9YOU 73, and have a good evening. Okay, Brian, have a good one. Don't work too hard tomorrow, and we'll talk soon. 73, N9YOU, AC9HO. 73, N9YOU.